Well, a lot's been going on in the tech world the last few weeks. Apple put out the new iPad. They got the iPad mini. Then we had Microsoft 8. Google's got a new Android phone, a new tablet as well. So lots and lots of new toys out there on the market. Greg Stebbin joins us now, tech guru. All right, let's first talk about these mini tablets. For how different are they, first of all, when it comes to both function and price?
Look, the iPad mini, it starts at $329. And you can find other smaller Android tablets as low as $159, so better than half the price. And there's huge differences. You know, Amazon has a $199 Android tablet with an HD screen. You can find lots of other variations. I think if you're looking particularly for a mini tablet, the way to start your search is to look at your phone. If you have a smartphone, if you have an iPhone, get an iPad. If you have an Android phone, get an Android tablet. That right there will help you out because you're going to be using the same operating system, the same apps, and oh, by the way, in most cases, the same charger, so there's no risk you run out of the house unable to charge your device.
I joke about this, but because they call it the iPad mini, and I said, why don't they just call it the iPhone giant? Do you think there would ever be a time where they do you think they would ever just put the phone portion of it on the iPad mini?
I'm really glad you asked that because personally, what I want is to dump one of these devices and just have a single device. I want a 7-inch tablet with a phone in it.
Right.
Will I hold it up to the side of my head to make phone calls? Probably not unless I really had to. But frankly, that's what Bluetooth was created for. Put a phone in a tablet, add a Bluetooth headset, you're good to go. And here's another advantage. Heard rumors that there's radiation risk from using a cell phone. If you're not holding that thing up to the side of your head, you've now removed the radiation risk.
All right. On the Microsoft front, Windows 8, what do you make of it so far? And should I upgrade to Windows 8?
I'll tell you where it really excels. It makes a lot of sense on touch devices like a tablet. And if you go to the Microsoft Store, you will see a whole new breed of computers that take advantage of touch. And frankly, it's really exciting. They have computers with monitors that sit in front of you like your monitor does today.
Mm-hmm.
But then it can literally slide down so that it's completely flat in front of you like a game board. It really is, frankly, it's a game changer for PCs. Apple doesn't do it. Microsoft does. They should be really proud, and it really is something to see.
All right, Greg Stebbin, good to talk to you. Thanks very much. We appreciate it.
It's great to be here.